Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation After Hours, and we've got Graham Kerr, formerly known as the Galloping Gourmet. That's how I knew him, met him, and all that. But now he's a newlywed, so I'm not sure... I'm not sure what official title we need to give you now, but it's always good to see you. I told you before we came on the air that I had looked up some British trivia, Christmas trivia for you. And so there's a test, of course. I'm going to start with something very easy for you and Leanne here. The tradition of sending Christmas cards began in multiple choice, 1800, 1843, 1900, or 1919. Pick
1800,
one.
1800, I don't see it happening then.
Okay.
I don't know. You go first, Graham.
I'm going to suggest 1843.
Bingo!
Yeah, there you go.
He's a winner.
Very good.
And hold on a second. Pardon me. Swallowed down the wrong pipe. And which British monarch?
You forgot to ask, when did the mailing of Christmas cards go away?
I don't know.
How many people send Christmas cards? When I get a Christmas card, I am just beside myself because it doesn't happen a lot.
Well, growing up, we got a wall full of them.
Yeah, I remember taping them up and we'd put them all around like the archways in the house. And,
yeah.
No, not anymore.
Now if we get 10, I think it's a big deal. But confessional here. We send Christmas cards out about once every 2 or 3 years. We find time to do it. We don't take the time. We find the time. We should take the time.
What about you, Graham? How many cards have you gotten this year?
We've got 3 cards so far. And and we've just tooled up to send about 100.
Oh, there you go.
Good.
I was just trying to find the thing on my phone so I could show you. It's the old Hallmark character, which was like a snowman with a hat on and a big smiley face. And it was back in the early 70s. And I got one of these. I'll tell you what.
You have it.
No, I'm actually get it down. It was on a shelf. Here it is.
Oh,
look at that.
Now, what I did is I made this little card thing, which says "Happy Birthday, Jesus" on it, uh-huh. We photographed that and put it out with a little slogan which says "Unto us a child was born," just that, we're sending that out.
Excellent,
and it just seems. It seems fun, and it's in its 49th year. I did that on the day on the first Christmas that I became a Christian. So,
that's awesome. Very meaningful.
49 years. Yeah.
But still, to answer the question, which British monarch popularized the tradition of sending out Christmas cards?
Gosh, who would that have been? It couldn't have been. No, I give up.
Leanne?
Absolutely no idea.
old Queen Victoria and her husband Albert.
Oh,
okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Yes. Okay, here's a fun one. In which James Bond film is there a character named Dr. Christmas Jones?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, all right. Goldfinger.
No.
Graham, these are hard.
Oh, no. I was called the James Bond of the kitchen, so I duck out at this point.
Okay. It was The World Is Not Enough in 1999. Okay. Well, okay, here's a couple older ones. We talked about this in the show a bit, Graham. Which British ruler allegedly banned mince pies? And I'll give you a hint. It was before 2000.
Before 2000.
That's hard too.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. A Man for All Seasons.
Still hard. Well, you're going to have to tell us.
No, tell us. Go on.
Oliver Cromwell in the 1600s.
And you're calling him a monarch?
I said ruler.
Oh, yeah. Ruler. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's an easy one for you. What is the name given to small sausages wrapped in bacon?
Devils on horseback.
Well, you may have called them that, but
angels on horseback.
No. This one doesn't make sense to me because it's not really what the correct answer is, but we'll roll with it anyway. Leanne?
Oh, pigs in a blanket?
Yes, pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
But see, I always thought pigs in a blanket were, they could be sausages, but they had to have some sort of breading around them, like a roll or something.
Oh, no. The bacon is the thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And by the way, angels on horseback are oysters wrapped in bacon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Devils on horseback are plums or prunes wrapped in bacon.
Hmm.
What is Yule? You always hear Yuletide greetings. What is the definition of Yule?
A log.
No. Well, that's part of it, but that's not the definition. Leanne knows this one.
I don't. Happy?
No. No. The Yule is a festival celebrated by pagans in Germanic countries between November and January. That's the definition of Yule.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, all right. Well, here's another one along those lines. Which ancient civilization started the tradition of giving and receiving gifts?
One would imagine it would have to be the United States.
No, a little before then. You find this hard to believe, but, and Leanne, you should know this because you should know this.
The Egyptians?
Close. The Romans.
Oh. Why would I know that?
You're Catholic.
Oh.
Okay. On what date is the 12th night? You know, 12 days of Christmas, all that stuff.
You mean the drummer boys?
No, Actual date of the 12th night.
Oh. The 24th?
No, a little later than that.
Gotta be the 14th or 15th.
It's January 5th.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I
never know that.
Okay.
Okay. What Who of Mariah Carey, Shane McGowan, Shaken Stevens, and Jonah Louie were born on Christmas Day? I don't even know who half those people are. So I know who Mariah Carey is, and I do know who Shane McGowan is, but Shaken Stevens.
Mariah Carey was probably born on Christmas.
Well, she's got the most.
I could see her doing that.
She's got the most obnoxious overplayed Christmas song in the world. So All I Want Is for Christmas Is You, that one.
Mm-hmm. Graham, do you know who it is? Is it All the Above? Is he still there?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. He's thinking?
He's thinking. I see his eyes blinking. So
I don't even remember the other names.
Mariah Carey, Shane McGowan, Shaken Stevens, and Jonah Louie. Which one of those was born on Christmas Day?
I don't know any of them.
Yeah. That's right. That was tough.
Shane McGowan. I will tell you this. We were on a tour bus. We went to a luau when we were in Hawaii a couple weeks ago. Went and having a great time and all that. Went on the tour bus. And we had a young Samoan guy who was very funny, lovely guy, kid, and tried to practice his stand-up comedy as we were driving to the luau, right? Because it was about a 25-minute drive. And as we're coming back, he starts playing some music. Most everybody on the bus was 55 and older. I'll put it in that. And he said, he's playing this music and the bus is just dead silent. And you guys, don't you guys like my music? And I said, don't you have any Bob Seger? And the people on the bus went, yeah, get some Bob Seger. And so he goes, Siri, find me some Danny Bob Seger. I said, it's not Danny Bob Seger, it's Bob Seger. And he had never heard of him.
Oh, boy.
And so he pulls up a song. I don't remember which one it was, Night Moves or something like that. And everybody on the bus, including my daughter and her boyfriend, because she grew up when I was little, I was doing rock stuff. And everybody sang the lyrics except this poor kid on the tour guide. You know, he had no idea who Bob Seger was. And it was kind of ironic that he did that. And he said something about Taylor Swift. And most of us on the bus said, we cannot name one Taylor Swift song. I have no idea. So that's the gap in the music and that little trivia question there for you. Anyway, Graham, I want you to have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you.
As always, it is just such a delight to talk to you and for you to share your stories and the recipe ideas and all that. I think it's just great.
And happy anniversary and happy Thank new you. Year.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right. And Leanne, I'll see you shortly. And for everybody listening out there, get your Christmas stuff going. And, if you're just now thinking about it, you're probably behind the eight ball. So you might want to think about it a little bit. And if you're trying to find a New Zealand lamb, get a hold of Graham. He's got good connections. Okay. Anyway, that's it for After Hours. We thank Graham. And as always, I thank and Couldn't do it without her anymore, without Leanne. And for everybody listening, we appreciate you letting us spend time with you. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation and After Hours. Until then, be kind and remember, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.